Percy Wells, one of St. Louis's most popular performance poets. He's known for his work with a number of groups, the Warrior Poets and the Ma'at, Sewat, and Sowat poetry ensembles. His poems are highly musical and deeply spiritual. He's currently developing a manuscript called Black Man's Burden. Percy is a conflict resolution consultant who works with young people. We're happy he's here tonight. He's going to be joined in a special treat for all of us by John Normant, one of St. Louis's great saxophonists and composers who history goes back to the Black artist group in this city. So please welcome Percy Wells.
Percy Brown is here too. And Percy Green. Yeah. Good evening. It's always a pleasure. First of all, to my ancestors, may I speak? Or my elders, rather, may I speak? Thank you. Always in praise of the Most High. This first thing that I'm going to do, it deals with children, as Michael was saying. I'm with children every day. You know, I don't have to be with children for the next couple of hours, and it's like I'm stealing. But oftentimes, things occur in our society, and nobody knows why. And nobody understands why the children are the way they are. Personally, I believe it's because the adults are the way that they are, and the children only mimic what we do. I had not planned to really get real political, but on my way here, there was a case today heard at the Supreme Court, and it was about a brother here in St. Louis who was convicted of a burglary. And so when they were choosing his jury, two African-American males were knocked off of the jury, one because he had a beard and one because he had long, straggly hair. And my friend and hero, Clarence Thomas, said that the only way that you can say that it was wrong was because if the prosecutor was discriminating. And so if a brother has long hair or a beard, or if anyone has long hair and a beard, I guess that's not discrimination, at least from Clarence Thomas's perspective. And so I just had to say this. Fuck Newt Gingrich and his ugly-ass mama, too, and all the neo-Nazi conservatives and handkerchief-head Uncle Tom Negroes like Clarence Thomas that want to be just like you. And so this piece is called The Shadow That Scares Me. And just to let you know where I'm coming from, the history of the oppressed, when written by the oppressor, shapes the consciousness and psychology of both the oppressor and the oppressed. History, when written by the oppressor, is essentially an apology for the oppression of the oppressed, and it is therefore an exercise that is often both gross and crude in its attempt to create and shape an inferior consciousness and psychology. Most often, history written from the perspective of the oppressor is an attempt to rob the oppressed of their most valuable resources, specifically their knowledge of truth and reality of self, their cultural heritage and identity, their minds, bodies, and souls. Consequently, to manipulate history is to manipulate consciousness. To manipulate consciousness is to manipulate possibilities. To manipulate conscious possibilities is to manipulate power. African American youth and rappers are writing and speaking their truth to power, and ultimately for the achievement of power. And one thing the kid told me, say, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. And so, yeah, you know, you burned Mr. Wilson to a black crisp, and because of you, everybody's at risk. Now, every 6 hours, a black child is shot dead for wearing your colors, the blue, the white, or the red. I dream of milk and honey, and you take all my money. I don't own a gun company or the gun store, so you get richer while I get poor. But I'm the one you always talking about, and in your sick mind, there ain't no doubt. You talk about me like I'm the reason why the earth is burning up and there's a hole in the sky. I'm public enemy number one, a black Mac Daddy and gangster hard from the hood and one of the boys, and gats are my favorite toys, and gats are my favorite toys. Made in America, hear what I say, the black Clint Eastwood, so make my day. Cold-blooded brother from the new school, doing what I do, cause I ain't no fool. I know about the man and all his damn lies, how he acts like the devil, how he acts like the devil, how he acts like the devil, then says, well, I'm on God's side. Killed the Indian, stole their land, and wrote a damn book, cause it's all God's plan. Your good ship Jesus from the story I tell didn't take me to heaven, but right to hell. So coming to America, it ain't my dream, a damn nightmare. Hear my scream, from a Pharaoh to a slave, from a Pharaoh to a slave. Yeah, you know, a menace to society is what you say I am. Now who's the one co-macking the scam? Who owned the Mayflower? Who owned the Amistad? Who bought Manhattan? And who died at Wounded Knee? And now who was sold, you or me? Now who was sold, you or me? And don't forget about the brothers at Tuskegee. From a Pharaoh to a slave, from a Pharaoh to a slave. Yeah, you know, I'm the one you never see and never do hear, but like the sunrise, it's perfectly clear. You got big bombs and terrorize the world, but behind closed doors, you dress and act like girls. You say I gotta do for myself, well, you say I gotta do for myself. So tell me, Mr. Man, how you got your wealth? Where is the land where the buffalo roam? And how can an Indian be homeless at home? I hear you talking loud, but you ain't saying jack. So tell me, boss man, where you got your bean stack? You give me welfare, cause I ain't doing well, but a dime too much and I go to jail. So I start to kill, so I start to kill, so I start to kill. Just like you, and you wonder out loud what the world's coming to, saying what's wrong, boy, and are good to you, and what makes niggas act the way they do, huh? What makes niggas act the way they do, huh? What makes niggas act the way they do? How about Malice Green? What about Brother Rodney King? Was it something they said? Cole busted their head. Did they do the wrong thing? Did they do anything? And why did the caged bird have to sing? And why did Martin have to dream? And why did Malcolm have to scream? Cause on my block we ain't got no hope. You can't get food, but you can get dope. Cause on my block we ain't got no hope. You can get food, but you can't get dope. You can't get food, but you can get dope. You say we're doing wrong, we say we're being strong. Cause it's kill or be killed. Yeah, we know the real deal. So when you ask us why we ain't afraid to die, we say kill or be killed. Yeah, we know the real deal. You say I'm from the jungle where I swung from trees. I say I was a king when you was on your knees. We say kill or be killed. We know the real deal. Always macking about how dangerous I am. I ask, what about the boys in Vietnam? We say kill or be killed. Yeah, we know the real deal. From the pyramids to the projects, we ain't got our mules or 40 acres yet. From the pyramids to the projects, we ain't got our mules or 40 acres yet. We ain't got our mules or 40 acres yet. We ain't got our mules or 40 acres yet. From the pyramids to the projects, we ain't got our mules or 40 acres yet. Yeah, we say kill or be killed. We know the real deal. You better recognize, fool. Thank you. Now, that is the reality that they live. And this is something that I wrote, and in reality, it's my fantasy for them. And it says, we must create a crusade that will restore a higher human vision. We must work to reestablish a view of ourselves which will put us back on the spiritual path of growth and in the company of the Most High. This crusade will ultimately save all of humanity because its message will say that we are of divine origin, manifested in material form, coupled with a methodology of transformation, which is guided by self-knowledge that eventually restores us to a state of peace and spiritual consciousness in the form of our Creator. We must see ourselves as servants to the higher truth, which has shaped us and determines our destiny. We must also see ourselves as servants to each other and the vessels for the manifestation for the highest virtues of life, such as creativity, truth, harmony, righteousness, positive thought, positive action, and love. Finally, we must lend our lives and our talent to the struggle for the liberation and elevation of the human spirit by any positive means necessary. Sing, little children, sing. Sing our songs of caring and conjuring, evoking and expressing feelings of ancient African spirits in the dark recesses of our minds, like skeletons in the closets of our memories and souls. Sing, little children, sing. Sing our primordial songs, sacred and spiritualized, blues, illogical and jazzy, hip-hop and soul, a whole lot of soul. Sing our heritage, sing of our history, sing of ancient African dreams, sing of mental passage nightmares, sing of chattel denigration, sing of emasculating Jim Crow, sing of our promised land, sing, little children, sing. Sing our songs of segregation, anger, and fear, segregation, anger, and fear, segregation, anger, and fear. Sing of love, 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 love. Sing of soulfully loving ourselves, our truly beautiful selves. Sing, little children, sing. Sing our legacy of songs, sing of our yesterday, sing of our today, sing and create tomorrow, sing and create tomorrow, sing and create tomorrow, sing and create tomorrow. Come black, brother, to the one world of us, to the one world of we, before the splendid world of I, before the separated world of me. When all cosmic gravitation was oriented towards the truth of light, before our blackness was wrong, before our blackness was wrong, before their whiteness was right. When our trinity was morality, rationale, and spirit, and oneness was our liberational guide, when intelligence meant diversity synthesized, when intelligence meant diversity synthesized, when intelligence meant diversity synthesized, come black, brother, to the time when all were sons and daughters of the dust and all were sisters and brothers of the mud, when we truly understood the commonality of blood, when life's essence was the knowledge of self and power was a shared communal wealth, before our cancerous individualistic plague or our selfish materialistic rage, before our cultural values were profane, before we were driven insane, before we were driven insane, before we were driven insane. Come black, brother, to the light of divine wisdom and the invisible power of intuition, before our miseducation taught we had been nothing, before our miseducation taught we were nothing, before our miseducation taught we could be nothing, before our miseducation taught us nothing, come black, brother, to the sacred core of our existence, to the less force that fuels our legendary persistence, the time before the savagery of the neutronic people and their exploding myth of apocalyptic hell, the time before the oppressive rhetoric of neutronic philosophy and the hysteria and forked tongue lies it sells to the people, for the people, by the people. Come black, brother, brother, come black, black, come black, brother, brother, come black, brother, brother, come black. This is the resurrection. A love supreme, I will do all I can to be worthy of thee, O Lord. It all has to do with it. Thank you, God. Peace. There is none other. God is so beautiful. Thank you, God. God is all. Help us to resolve our fears and weaknesses. In you, all things are possible. Thank you, God. We know God made us so. Keep your eye on God. God is, God always was, God always will be. No matter what, it is God. A love supreme, a love supreme. Come black, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now I get to have some fun. I don't have to stand up on my soapbox, you know. And it's important that we have fun. This is a piece that I wrote, probably the first piece that I ever got to do publicly as a poet, or when somebody told me I was a poet. I just thought I talked a lot of stuff, and a lot of people still believe that. This piece is called Miles' Lament, and it is May and the time for Miles Davis's birthday and also for Malcolm X's birthday. And so we always have to keep our ancestors in mind, because we learn from our history, at least we should, or we keep repeating the same mistakes. And that's what they call insanity, when we do the same thing and expect different results. And I've been insane. Sporadic rhythms, pulsating, permeating, indigo night air, smoke-filled room, stalking gloom, staccato riffs, flatted fifths, the master was there. Admittance, the hovering specter of birds, haunting smile, and abject pose, nodding, 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 confirmation, yeah, a bird played confirmation, bird soared, bird roared, bird said it, bird did it, beautiful sounds of the lark, a full moon silhouetting the dark, bird magically left. Levitating bird, vacillating bird, serenading the caged bird, spiritually escaped, leaving the lingering memory of his beautiful song. Bird sings evermore, 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 evermore. Muted sounds, sweet, syrupy, cool, delightfully caressing eardrums. Muted sounds, soulfully stimulating, delectably palatable. Miles blows his horn and the walls come tumbling down, and the walls come tumbling down. Miles played, so what? Miles said, so what? Driving them mad, so bluesy sad, they screamed and cried, wondering if they had died, reincarnated as notes that only Miles could play. The caged bird had died, singing nevermore, nevermore, nevermore. Miles turns his back on the world, sound never so bitter, never the same. Miles turns his back on the world, this cold, cruel world, and says, so what? The Prince of Night, Phi Beta Kappa of ebony and ivory keys, black genius in repose, contemplating nightly strolls, traversing the notation express, meditating on the Euphrates and bathing in the Nile, with his clothes on, with his clothes on, monk. his own style. Prince of paradise, prince of darkness, beyond this realm, beyond this fear. Monk, his crown of thorns. Monk, eternally admired. Monk, never duplicated. Monk, no more when he's gone. Hear the prince of shadows round about midnight. Music inundating the atmosphere. And Prince Thelonious isn't here, elevated on another plane. Hauntingly melodic music driving Miles insane. Just music anyway, Miles might say. But no papier-mâché mannequin can replace the black prince lost in space, the black prince of another place, the black prince of another time, the black prince of a brand new world. Miles turns his back on this world. Honey sweet sound oscillating insipidly accurate, echoing the pain. Listen, you can hear the refrain. Someday my prince will come. Someday my prince will come. Someday my prince will come. Train blowing, John Coltrane smoking, bringing forth sounds. Tonal clarity abounds, sheets of wonderful sound. Train's inflection eases the pain. I heard train. John Coltrane's my favorite things, and everything was and everything is. Nobody knew what's the music. Knew was this music. John who? Bird hip Miles. Prince Thelonious created his own style, and Train inherited some of them all. Scaled the highest mountain and gave God a call. Scaled the highest mountain and gave God a call. A love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme. And one day, God, in his infinite wisdom, took the train that could away. God took John Coltrane away. Miles blows solo and walks off the stage, fading into the ebony night, tears of sorrow out of sight. Miles screams, no bird of paradise sings, no prince of night and no train. No bird of paradise sings, no prince of night and no train. No bird of paradise sings, no prince of night and no train. Train, 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 train. Miles walks off the stage and says, so what? Thank you. This next piece for me personally is about spiritual transformation. It was inspired about the study that has taken place and some of the knowledge that has been imparted upon me by the brother Ken Amin, who I'm truly grateful and thankful for, that he made me aware that there was some place for me to go and be and find out who I really was. This piece is called Pert M, and it means becoming. With brother John here, we're gonna do this. The musical accompaniment is the piece that John has written, and it is called Diaspora. Take me somewhere I've never been before. Let me dream of Mount Kenya and visualize the Dogon door. Build great pyramids, resurrect me as Osar, immaculately conceived like Arset. Take me to Sirius B, the star, where the person experiences living and life is the enlightened self. Grant me wisdom and understanding, more value than monetary wealth. Let me learn the eternal truth and the rhetoric of historical lies. Let me hear great black music. Let me hear great black music. Let me hear great black music and sound that never dies. Where same is different and different is sane. Where joy is everlasting and love is the perpetual refrain. Where one are parts of many and many are parts of one. Millions of people, billions of galaxies, trillions of stars. Where everything lives in God and God lives in every human. Where power is the measure of spirit and harmony is the cosmogonical plan. T- Take me somewhere I've never been before. Let me see Mount Kenya and witness the Dogon Door. Show me the anterior condition, the subjective and objective realms, where our terrestrial existence is molded by the sacred word, where humans transcend hatred and soar as Heru the bird. Unlimited presence, unlimited power, unlimited potential. One all-encompassing whole evolves as the indivisible multitude, where consciousness wields energy and matter and creates the universal soul, where live and let love live, where live and let love live, where live and let love live is the greatest story ever told. Where everything lives in God, and God lives in every human, where power is the measure of spirit, and harmony is the cosmogonical plan. So take me somewhere I've never been before. Let me ascend Mount Kenya and knock on the Dogon Door, where divine will is our father and spiritual power is our mother. Though we are innately diverse, there is no one without another. There is no one without another. There is no one without another. Manifest the natural order. Live a life never to end. Discover the majesty of the temple that dwells deep, deep, deep within. When nobody knows my name, yet everybody knows me. When love is the price we pay and acceptance sets us free. Reveal the ancient matrix, the magnitude of God's will. Unify elements of the cosmic essence and let us hear peace be still. Let us see peace be still. Let us feel peace be still. Where everything lives in God and God lives in every human. Where power is the measure of spirit and harmony is the cosmogonical plan. Let us experience the nature of God. Let us go somewhere we've never been, finding what we seek outwardly, alive and well inherently within. So take me somewhere, so take me somewhere, so take me somewhere I've never been before. Let me stand atop Mount Kenya. Let me open the Dogon Door. Let me open the Dogon Door. Take me home. 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 Africa! Take me home.
Thank you. This last piece, and I get to have fun here too. But this was a piece that I wrote, and up until now, I have never written anything that I don't write for or to be accompanied by Malik Maurice King. This piece is about ascension, the ascension of the soul. The accompaniment is John Coltrane's Impressions. I hope that I can get this all out. This is for Malik. The soul sings from the cesspool of deprivation to the withering heights of exaltation.
actuating momentary emotion through rhythm, melody, and harmony, rhythm, melody, and harmony, rhythm, melody, and harmony. The soul sings, full of breath, full of breath, full of breath, full of spirit. Breath is spirit, full of good, full of sound, full of breath, full of breath, full of breath, full of breath, full of breath. The soul sings. Intricately assimilating elongated notes and searing tones, human wails and screaming elephants, roaring lions and laughing hyenas, eerie drones of mystical snake charmers, derivative of imagination, finesse, and skill, from the chaotic ocean of noise, ascending the primeval hill of harmony, exhorting and shouting, full of the Holy Ghost, inherently sermonizing and magically creating, coherently communicating with power and stamina, decimating musical barriers like blades of grass bursting through layers of concrete, the imperfect perfection of the natural order, the imperfect perfection of the natural order, the imperfect perfection of the natural order. The soul sings, seeking salvation, actuating my art, actuating my art, actuating my art. Law, order, and love, law, order, and love, law, order, and love. A musical hierographer initiated in the Grand Lodge of Luxor, paraphrasing eternal mysteries of ancient secret societies, trained in the hall of Khufu like Abraham, trained in the hall of Khufu like Moses. In any conceivable form, assuming any conceivable form, the ultimate knowledge of self and the unlimited power of procreation from the sub-electronic particles of intergalactic energy and the organic makeup of all physical entities, the soul sings, seeking divine perfection. Connecting and relating musical keys and chords, repetitive phrasing and beautiful improvisation, idealistic articulation and richly imaginative B flat funky keys. Adeptly creative lilting screams, smooth streams, gardens of graceful ivy, fountains of gushing water, burning and refreshingly cool. A man, a sound, a man, a sound, a man, a sound, a man anchored in friends, family, and God. 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 The soul sings, the soul sings. Searching and seeking, seeking and searching. The soul sings, seeking and searching, searching and seeking. Divine perfection, divine perfection, divine perfection. Searching and seeking, seeking and searching. Searching and seeking, divine perfection. Searching and seeking and finding God, God, God. The soul sings, the soul sings, the soul sings, actuating my art, law, order, and love, rhythm, melody, and harmony, law, order, and love, rhythm, melody, and harmony, rhythm, melody, and harmony. The soul sings, full of breath, full of breath, breath is spirit, full of good, full of sound, full of breath, breath is spirit, breath is spirit, breath is spirit, full of breath, 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 full of breath. The soul sings. Thank you, John Norman. Thank you.